while back, I asked you guys if you had any questions or anything you wanted to talk about, and someone had mentioned cops and donuts, you know, so talk about that. He said that about 5 months ago or so. This is a bit of a belated response, I'll admit that. But here it goes. The whole stereotype of cops eating donuts, it's part of the reason why I'm not a police officer. You know, because my fear is I'd get a partner and it'd be the morning beat or whatever it's called. And he'd say, hey, before we fight crime, how about we, you know, stop off and get some donuts? And I'd be like, no, let's not. And he'd say, like, well, what, you don't like donuts? I'm like, no, I love donuts, you know, but citizens will make fun of us. You know, let's go to McDonald's instead and get a sausage McMuffin. Which I'm so glad that you can go to McDonald's and order a sausage McMuffin and get just the sausage patty, the cheese, and the muffin, and that's it. No egg. Well, it's so rare nowadays to see a breakfast sandwich without egg. And I got to tell you, I don't like eggs. I gave eggs an honest shot. I really did. I tried the poached and scrambled and sunny side up and all that kind of stuff. Just do not like it. But why is it in every breakfast sandwich? It's never like this. It's almost, for the most part, it doesn't even seem optional. It's just like, you know, egg and bacon, egg and sausage, egg and Canadian bacon. Egg is always there. Why? What bet did the fast food industry lose to the egg council? You know, that they have to put eggs in all their breakfast sandwiches. You know, it'd be like going there at lunchtime and you see all the hamburgers you can order, but every hamburger comes with like a big slab of spam on top. You know, it's like, well, do you want the spam burger, or the double burger with spam, the chicken sandwich with spam, you could get that, the chicken grilled or crispy, but there's still pieces of spam in there too, you know, and they'd be like, well, wait a minute, I don't like spam. Why is spam in all your sandwiches? You know, and they're like, I don't know, that's just the way it is. And like, well, can you take the pieces? I want the burger, but I don't want the piece of spam in there. And they'd like, you know, hold on, let me see my manager. This guy wants us to take the piece of spam. He wants to remove the spam. Can we? I'm sorry, sir, we're not allowed to do that. You can do that yourself at your convenience, but we're not allowed to. We have to have the spam on the burger. And I'd look at everyone look at the restaurant, and I'm like, hey, does anyone here want spam with their burger? And everyone would shake their head, no. I was like, well, why are you doing this then? Got a little off topic there. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, the whole stereotype of cops and donuts, I don't even know if that really exists anymore. Like, not so much the stereotype, but, like, the cliche of it. Like, do young people, let's put them at mid-20s and younger, are any of them even aware of that stereotype? Because that thing, I remember that being kind of prevalent in the 80s. Probably peaked around 86 or so, if I had to guess. And then around the year 2000 or so, that just kind of disappeared. I've never heard a comedian or a movie or a TV show reference that since. I think that stereotype just pretty much died. And really, good riddance. It was a dumb stereotype anyway. Because who would begrudge, you know, a cop eat a donut, you know? Let him have his donut. That's what I say. Let them have their donuts. Anyway. Yeah, that's all I got.